This is GQDN for Monday, June 9th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest and go get Questworthy while you're there. If you do that, you get 25% off of your purchase. That's the code Quest. Get 25% off your purchase by patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of stuff up there, including reactions to the game reveals that happened there Saturday night. Oh, yeah, those things. And by stackup.org. I did say game reveals, right? Well, guess what? We are talking about all the game reveals today that happened yesterday. PC Gamer? Yep. Them too, but we're starting it off with Xbox. Just these two, but still, that's a lot. The Xbox Wire and purexbox.com has the article, and here is just about everything that went down. Now, if you're looking for some stuff that comes out this year and next year, well, here's the list. Starting with Xbox, of course, High on Life 2 comes out this winter. And you know that one, that's the comedic one with the guns talk back to you. Yep, it's that one. Resonance, A Plague Tale Legacy will be coming next year. So if you know about the rats, it's that one. Super Meat Boy 3D coming early next year. I know one of my work buddies is waiting for that one. It's a Mario-based game. Beast of Reincarnation, once again, comes out next year. Little samurai work. And coming out next month is Grounded 2. So instead of the backyard, you'll be shrunk down again and playing in a park, meaning it's a bigger map and you will have some fun defeating some of the insects in that one. Then they went out to space. Aphelion, which is where you are going to be exploring a frozen planet, will be coming out next year. And if you want to play with ghosts, there are no ghosts at the Grand. This is a mystery game, and a cat gets to help you out, once again, next year. The Planet of Lana 2, Children of the Leaf, will also be coming out next year. At Fate's End, little RPG type of game, will be coming out also next year. Persona 4 Revival has no release date to it, so if you like Persona 4, the remake is coming probably 27. But we know it's coming out this October, Keeper. That will be coming out October 17th, 2025. And of course, new year, new Call of Duty, Black Ops 7. Once again, coming out this year sometime, don't know when. So probably late this year. And what else is coming this year? The Xbox Deep Dive went into The Outer Worlds 2. So that will indeed be interesting. It's going to be a little bit different than the first one. The first one, you got to pick your own character. And this one, well, you get to pick your own talents, but not the character. It goes male to female, but you're going to be setting your job. Then the Ninja team came in. Ninja Gaiden 4 will be coming in October 21st this year. And of course, there was a big push between Clockwork Revolution and that'll be a steampunk first-person RPG. No known release date for this one, but we'll be looking forward to it. Probably in 2 years. Then Tony Hawk showed up, said, here's everything that we got down for Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4. So if you like skating, this will be the one to get. July 11th is your date. And then we got an announcement for Gears of War Reloaded, and there, that will be coming to PlayStation. But that wasn't the only ones that came to PlayStation. Now, Pure Xbox wouldn't say which ones, but the Xbox Wire does, such as Call of Duty Black Ops 7, Gears of War Reloaded. If I'm renaming these ones, these are the ones that will be on PlayStation and or Steam upon their launch date. Keeper will be on Steam. Ninja Gaiden will be on Steam and PlayStation 5. And so will The Outer Worlds 2. And of course, this being Activision, so will Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4. But Xbox says they got some games from the partners too. And that is Animo, got an announcement trailer, only for Xbox. So if you want to do some cozy stuff on your Xbox, you'll be able to do that. And they also put in Chronos The New Dawn, Survive the Net, that will also be solely on Xbox. And then they said, here comes Square Enix with more Final Fantasy games. Final Fantasy VII Remake Integard, which means you get both. And that'll be up on your Xbox very soon. Same with 16, Final Fantasy 16, and that is on Xbox right now. And then they showed Invincible Versus. So Invincible the show will be on Xbox and all the Xbox platforms, as so will Mudang Two Hearts, because there was a cinematic that was shown that'll be coming sometime this year. And so there was also Solo Leveling Arise Overdrive, and this will be an action RPG for your Xbox. Then we got some DLC updates for the games that are already out. Age of Mythology Retold, Heavenly Spear, which will also be on Battle.net, Steam, and PlayStation 5. Elder Scrolls Online also had their trailer as well. Steam, Epic Games Store, PlayStation 4 and 5, and iOS Mac. And Fallout 76 says you can go fishing now. Also on Steam, PlayStation 4 and 5. It's the Xbox article, so I'm not saying Xbox. You already know it's there. Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, The Order of Giants, will be coming everywhere this September 4th. And Sea of Thieves Season 17, Smuggler's Tide, will also be coming this year on Steam, Battle.net, and PlayStation 5. So that's all the ones that happened there with Xbox, which is a lot. But we got a lot more. The PC Gaming Show went nuts there as well. They showed off Far Far West, which I believe is a side-scroller. Dungeons & Dragons Neverwinter Nights Enhanced Edition. Fresh Tracks. Doing some skiing and some listening to music. Timbernail Brigade. Doing some fighting. This will be an action roguelike. And they also showed off Red Attend, but we already know about that one. Moomin Troll was also shown here. A bit of a side-scroller with the dog. Nasis also sold a release date trailer where you can just build, quest, and conquer things. The Den of Wolves was next, and that's where they did a deep dive and interview with the developers there. And that'll be a four-player co-op FPS game. And then here you get to dance. All systems dance. And this is going to be... Sorry, that's a lawnmower going by. Control it. But that is a game where you got to beat a tech billionaire. And that'll be in early access this August. Then we got Spooky. The Spooky Express with a train. So now you're going to be in a Halloween theme park. So have fun. Oh, you want the ultimate of side-scrollers? The Prince of Persia, which the game will be called The Rogue Prince of Persia, was shown here. And while it had early access there last year, well, it got re-announced and redone with a nice little trailer that went with it. Engine Fall was next, and that goes back to trains. Once again, I do apologize for the trains, or for the, not the trains, but the lawnmower. Eve Frontier came up after that, and that'll be a space survival MMO. If you like space and like building, Skyrig came up there too. Just when you're building up in the sky, don't look down. Kaizen, a factory story, sticking with the factories, was also there. And once again, more building. There'll be a full release this July. Dawn Apart has an early access release date trailer, which is not said here. But this game will be looking like Satisfactory that was merged with Red Faction. Modulus was up after that. And this is where you have the parts on the conveyor belts. Some more of the working stuff. Generation Exile is a turn-based strategy game where you can resign on humanity's first and final generation ship. The Altars was up next. And this is a sci-fi survival game. And that's from the developers of Frostpunk. So if you like that sci-fi thriller stuff, there you go. Pathfinder, Abomination Vaults. But now you gotta deal with giant spiders in this one. And with some magic and dark secrets. With all that stuff. And then came Moonlighter 2, The Endless Vault. Your protagonist in a double life. Shopping in one, fighting in another. Barato Trauma, the home and harbor, was also up there too. And that's where you could build your own base beneath the sea. Then we got a little bit dark. No, I'm not a human showed up as well. And they're making the case for the weirdest and the creepiest horror game. So now you got to deal with monsters in that one. Botsu, there you're going to have some physics, comedy-based competitions. Yeah, I said it. That's what it is. And the demo right now is out on Steam. But if you're looking for some room in hell, well, there's no more room in hell, too. So this is going to be a co-op shooter. Beat 'em up, beat 'em up, beat 'em up. Forever came up next. And that'll be a co-op action-adventure game. And it'll be a bit of a strategy game there itself. Mandrake was next. And it comes from Failbitter Games. So if you want to do a little adventuring there, you can. Oh, and how would you like to serve pizza and shoot things? Pizza Bandit will be just that. So there you get to cook pizza, and you get to shoot people. And then you go off to Demon School. That is a tactical RPG, and that will include some real-life things like karaoke, romance, animal adoptions, lost sandwiches, and cursed dolls. Well, yeah, and you get to battle some monsters as well. The Last Caretaker will be a sci-fi survival shooter, and then comes Realborn. Construct your own railroad and train. Yeah, you can make your own train along the way. You'll have to get off the train, battle some monsters, or you go through the countryside. Voyagers of Nera. There you're going to be doing some surfing, and you can go beneath the waves as well. Go find some ruins. Go do that stuff. Icarus Great Hunts is a PvE survival game that can have up to 8 players to it. And Great Hunts is the DLC for Icarus. That will be coming soon. Then we go to Garbage Country. Oh boy. You're going to be a truck that collects garbage. Yeah, you're going to be doing that. Dark Switch was next. And that you're going to be in a tree building things and trying to fend off the night. Battling stuff. Spirit X Strike. That'll be coming to the PC Game Show. Or it did come to PC Game Show. And they did show some combo system while doing some fighting. Worship was next. There you're a cult leader. Kind of like Cult of the Lamb. But Worship is going to be sacrificing some of your subjects, recruiting other subjects. You're going to be pretty busy. Star of Icarus will be a part of the Icarus universe. And this will be set in space, all with the shenanigans in it. And of course, they went into 007 First Light. We already know about that one. Goblin America. This is going to be a FPS game. Yep, Goblins in America. Cheer them up. Ever Siege Untold Age will have a co-op loop system. And that'll be from the developer Tendulos Interactive. And it'll also have some MOBA-style combat with some roguelike mechanics. That's what PC Gamer's saying. And they also talked about Pig Face. That too is going to be an FPS game. And you're going to see it steal some stuff. Terror Tech Legion showed up there as well. More shooting, more shooting, more shooting. Pair of Lives had a trailer too. This is going to be a sim-like game. Lost Rift. This is going to be a survival game and an extraction shooter. Good luck. Hell Clock. This is going to be a action RPG set in Brazilian history where you get to beat up some demons and monsters. It's a Diablo-type game. That's coming to Steam on June 18th. Millisonier. Names. Well, there, we've got to try and steal stuff while a giant cop. I mean, this cop is freaking about 40 feet tall, if not more. We're going to try and get away with thievery. Arcane Eats? Well, there you're in hell. Well, almost. You're going to be in a fairyland, and you got to deliver some food to goblins and orcs and all that stuff. Good luck. Guntouchables. FPS game. Yep, and this is going to be co-op roguelike. We're going to be fighting off some enemies. Might be fun. Ultra Kill is up next, and New Blood is the developer of said game. So if you'd like some FPSs and some maps to go with it, that might be the one for you. Stereo Haven Tower is next. That's a city builder. And then we saw this one before. Dispatch, where you are telling heroes where to go and who to team up with. Will they like your combinations? Will they not? The demo's on Steam right now. Real World is next. Going to be a bike with a skull up in front, and you can upgrade your bike. Not a motorcycle, a bicycle. Yeah, you could do all that. Then they did an interview with Firebreak and had a new trailer to it. Firebreak, FBC Firebreak, will come June 17th. And a 117 Pax Romana, words are hard. And this is a game where you get to build, grow, and evolve, and you get to fulfill the needs of your citizens. Then they showed off what PlayStation showed off first, baby steps. Warhammer 40k Darktide does have a new class, which is the Adeptus Arbites to the game. That'll be coming next month. Endless Legend 2, which will be a sci-fi fantasy type game. It's going to be on early access, hitting early access, August 7th this year. Berserker Die. There's a launch trailer as well. And there you're going to be on the battlefield, killing as many foes as possible. Once again, looks like Diablo in some ways. Mycopunk will be coming out July 10th, and that'll be a co-op FPS. So there you go. Blippo Plus will be a horror type of game, and that's where you must go through the alien off-cable TV network. So good luck with that one. Morbid Metal, developed by Screen Juice and published by Ubisoft. And this is going to be a roguelike where you could play every character almost at once. Love Eternal. This is a pixel art game. And Yzzard Games did come up with this psychological horror platformer. And it could be coming out this October. Good luck. Bus Bound. Yeah, you can destroy things with your bus. Try to pick people up. Drop them off in the right spots. How well you do? Well, the people will let you know. Atmosphar also has a release date window sometime next year. Well, that's for early access. And there you'll be going on a road trip. And it'll be with 1 to 4 players in co-op. You'll be doing some base building and some park scavenging. Void Breaker, another sci-fi FPS game. The demo's up on Steam right now. You can check that out if you want to do some shooting. Grave Seasons. Well, there you're going to be doing some farming, and you're going to back off with some demons. Yeah, it's a scary, casual type game. Yeah, those two words didn't go together. Eyes of Hellfire. So did those words. This is going to be from Blumhouse. Hello. It's a multiplayer horror game, and that's where you have to solve a curse, and that's where you could either escape the lodge, you could betray them, or die. Good luck. Deadwire came after that. This is going to be an action game. It'll feel like a little bit of GTA. And right now it's looking at a September 2025 launch. Dincom. Now this goes between Stardew Likes and Crossing Likes. And this is where you get to decorate your house and your town, where you can fish, you can catch bugs, do a bunch of that stuff. Abyssus. This is a game where you can craft and shoot and slash and blast your way through some stuff, including sunken civilizations. And this game is coming August 12th. And it'll be on the Steam Next Fest on June 9th. Oh, that's today. Ascendant, coming from PlayFusion. This is going to be a multiplayer shooter with tanks and weapons and stuff. Now, that game could come out later this year. So if you want to do that stuff. Mugenics. This is going to be a cat breeding RPG, and that's coming from the creator of The Binding of Isaac and Super Meat Boy. And if you want to see what Mugenics is, well, you won't have to wait that long. February 10th, 2026 will be the date. Dead Reset is a new sci-fi horror type game where death is not the end for you. No, when you die, you get reborn a little bit stronger. You get a little bit more powerful each time. Now, Dead Reset is due out later this year. Burnbrand. This is going to be like a smaller scale of cyberpunk from Sock Pop Collective. And you could do the things with black markets, some nefarious activities, or you could deal with some funny aliens. Wanderbug came up next, and this is going to be a wandering castle. You can build up your castle by destroying other castles, smaller castles. Yeah, you could do all that stuff. We're getting a little bit long in the tooth, so I might just blow through the rest of these. Void Martyrs came in next. Clover Pit came in after that. That'll be coming in summer of this year. Eclipsium came in after that one. Then came Trash Goblin. That was done in the pre-show. That got a new story trailer. Whisker Wood looks like a side-scroller in itself. Outbound came after that, and that should be coming out before next August. Kepi Castaway is the last one, and that should be coming out sometime next year. We made it to the end. Tomorrow, things will get back to normal. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Actual news this time. So until then, go play some games, people. Or you can look forward to what comes out in the next 6 months to next year. Bye!